This is Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ. A 54-year-old man was taken to hospital with life-threatening injuries after an incident in Corner Brook yesterday afternoon. RNC Constable James Cadigan says they were called around 1:30 p.m. after the man showed up at Western Memorial Regional Hospital.
So at that time, the officers did engage other resources such as Police Dog Service, Forensic Identification Service, and the Criminal Investigation Division to support the investigation. So sometime later, it was approximately 6:30 p.m., the RNC did receive a report of a disturbance in the area of Cabot Lane in Corner Brook.
Cadigan says a 39-year-old Corner Brook man was arrested and charged.
So the male was arrested without incident, and he has been charged with aggravated assault, assault with a weapon, and possession of a weapon for a dangerous purpose. And the accused was held in custody to appear in provincial court in relation to those events.
Police say the victim is in stable condition. Shortly before 1:30 this morning, RNC were on patrol in the West Street area and observed an erratic driver. The vehicle was stopped on Humber Road, and as a result, a 31-year-old man has been charged with impaired driving. He's due to appear in court in January. A Corner Brook firefighter has been recognized with an award from Workplace NL. Dean Clark has this report.
The Workplace NL Safety Leadership Award for Workers acknowledges workers in the community who practice health and safety in completing work tasks, contribute to making their workplaces safe, and positively influence safety culture. This year's winner is Jeff Sparks. As a firefighter with the Corner Brook Fire Department, Jeff has spent the last 15 years promoting the importance of health and safety to his co-workers. Recognizing a need, he completed peer-to-peer mental health support training offered by the International Association of Firefighters and led a gap analysis on radio communication of fire departments across Canada in order to improve staff communication. Jeff also participated in discussions between the provincial government and the professional firefighters of Newfoundland and Labrador to implement the province's current presumptive cancer legislation for firefighters. For Bay FM News, I'm Dean Clark.
Cod stocks are continuing to rebound, and scientists have found that northern cod was in the cautious zone from 2016 to 2021 and not the critical zone as had been previously determined. Fisheries and Oceans Canada will complete another assessment in March and are cautiously optimistic that it can be determined that the northern cod will remain in the cautious zone and out of a moratorium. That's Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ.